keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Raina Flores with 13 News. The Kansas Judicial Branch is rolling out a new way to search court records. K-Search will replace the current court portal, offering more search options and detailed information. But K-Search will be offline between today and next Monday, while a statewide update is conducted this weekend. And the holiday season brings out the generosity in all of us, but also brings out scammers looking to exploit that. The Better Business Bureau tells us Kansans filed more than 900 scam reports this year. The BBB says the last 3 months of the year bring an uptick in scams, mostly thanks to victims of fraudulent charities. That's not even counting those who don't report their experience, which can hurt preventative measures down the road. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News with your latest headlines.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
And so did you.
When you raised your hand and swore an oath to your country, when you put your name on a dotted line, you became part of only 1% of Americans who did the same. You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. Because no matter when, where, or how you served, you made a sacrifice for your country, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Reach out to a loved one, to a fellow veteran, to VA.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dawson Johnson with Midway Co-op. This holiday season, I am thankful for Downs Medical Center. It's so easy to run over for a quick DOT physical when we need one. Thank you for shopping local this holiday season. Thank you for shopping Downs. We couldn't do it without you.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 46. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 47. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 37.
Schindel Pest Control of Concordia has been family-owned and operated for over 78 years in North Central Kansas. They offer complete insect and rodent control month-to-month or for a one-time service. They can treat both your home and business. Call Schindel Pest Control at 243-2554. That's 243-2554 to protect your business, home, and family today. Spiders, mice, bedbugs, termites, and more. Let them eliminate those pesky pests at Schindel Pest Control in Concordia.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Number 16 Kansas Volleyball swept the High Point Panthers 3-0 in the first round of the NCAA tournament at Horseshoe Family Volleyball Arena on Thursday evening. KU's balance showed throughout the sweep, led by Jovana Zelenska's efficient 8 kills on a .400 hitting percentage with 3 aces. Reese Plattick added 7 kills and a pair of blocks, while middle blocker Aisha Ayonua turned in one of the night's strongest lines with 7 kills on a .636 hitting and a team high 6 blocks. Setter Katie Dalton guided the attack with 20 assists, 3 kills and an ace, and Selena Laban contributed 5 kills and a solid back row play. Libero Ryan White anchored the defense with 14 digs and added 2 service aces as KU finished with 36 kills, 9 blocks, and 8 aces. They'll host Miami tonight in the second round at 6 p.m. The game will air on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
I don't know about you, but by the end of the day, my contacts feel like they're full of dust, and my eyes totally miserable. I hate wearing glasses, but eye drops just don't cut it anymore. During my checkup at the Eye Care Center, Dr. Thompson told me about IPL, Intense Pulse Light Therapy. It's a painless, in-office treatment plan that targets the cause cause of dry and irritated eyes. A long-term solution. That's it. I'm in. Are you? Call the Eye Care Center in Smith Center or Beloit at 738-3816 and ask about IPL today. The Eye Care Center, because you deserve comfortable eyes.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
And we're talking with Mike Dahl, new head basketball coach at Beloit High School, a 2007 graduate of Goodland High School. And Coach, welcome to Beloit. How are things going so far for you?
Well, thank you very much. It's been really good. Our family's enjoyed the transition. We've met a lot of really good people and have been very welcomed by the community. So we've definitely enjoyed that. My boys are loving it here and getting to know some of the basketball guys. And they've been pretty good role models to our kids. So it's been a pretty simple transition for us. And we've felt very good about everything so far.
Well, Coach, you were a 2007 graduate of Goodland High School, then went on to play a couple of years at Colby Community College, very good college player there, and then went on to Kansas Wesleyan and played basketball and golf, and then coached at Stanton County for a little bit, and then it's sometimes it's kind of a 50-50 situation. You go back home to the Goodland Cowboys, and always an honor and a pleasure to coach and officiate out there at Max Jones Fieldhouse, and just kind of an oasis on the plains. Talk about your time in Goodland.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. You know, Marissa and I got married when we were at Stanton County, and then we moved to Goodland, and we were able to have our two boys there. And so we'll definitely always have those memories. And then just being around my dad and my brother there, and being able to spend a lot of time with them has been good. And you know, it was fun really working to build that basketball program. And kind of, we had a good senior group the year I took over, and we lost a lot of them after that. And so it was kind of a start over, not necessarily start over, but start the rebuild. And it was really nice to be able to leave that program in a really good place and have the success that we had there towards the end of my tenure, and get a couple top side championships to go with what we did at Substate, a couple Substate championships and a couple runner ups there in state tournament. So a lot of fun, a lot of really good kids there that we enjoyed coaching. And it has been just enjoyable just having some exceptional athletes. You know, not every day you get to coach a kid like Lincoln Cure or Brady Brumbaugh, those type of athletes, and able to do that for a couple of kids was pretty phenomenal. And not only that, I had them in the classroom too, and they're just great kids.
Well, Coach, you chose Beloit, Kansas, who was perennially very good, great weight room, great athletics, football, basketball, track, and you and I are both kind of got something similar, and I'm from Idalia, Colorado, and you're from Goodland, Kansas, and when they drained the reservoir out there, we didn't have a whole heck of a lot to do, so we had to find a place to call home, and I kind of called Smith Center home for 30 years and then moved down here to Beloit, and then yourself got to looking around, and it's always, when you want to go somewhere, it's an automatic 3 hours to Denver, and 3 hours to Manhattan, 3 hours to Wichita, and 5 hours to Kansas City, but you chose Beloit. Kind of tell us why you chose Beloit and be part of the Trojan family.
Yeah, so when we weren't necessarily looking, but when the opportunity kind of presented itself, we came and looked, and we've always kind of wanted to be closer to just more things to do and just be able to go to Wichita or Manhattan to K-State games and not have to be such a huge trip for us and all that stuff. And so just an opportunity for us to do more things as a family and that kind of thing. And we didn't want to end up in a big community. We love the, you know, kind of the smaller community type feel. And we definitely did our research on the community and the kids that we get to coach and everything. And we got really good vibes about everything. And I think we ended up in a really good place here.
Coach Dahl, you take over a Beloit Trojan program that's been in and out of the state tournament several times under Ryland Eilert, but inherited six seniors and five will play a lot. As you got to looking at the summer league and the players on your team, what did you see as you took over for Ryland Eilert?
Yeah, first of all, I've had a tremendous respect for Coach Eilert and everything that he's done, and kind of excited to pick up where he's left the culture and this program, and hopefully we can continue to sustain success But, you know, I really like this group. I know we lose some big guys, you know, just a couple years ago, you had Bryce Beisner and the Eilert boy. And then you lose Eli Johnson from last year and Jackson Chaney. And so we're losing some of those big scorers, some of those all-state type guys. But what we return here is I think we just return a bunch of hungry guys who are ready for their time to shine and just a lot of balance. And so I think when you watch us throughout the year, I think you're going to see a number of different guys step up and lead us in scoring in some way. And we might not have that 20 point per game guy, but I think we'll have a lot of guys between the 6 and 12, 6 and 15 point mark. And hopefully that makes a really tough challenge for the other team to try to guard us. And then we're athletic, and so we're gonna try to get up and guard a little bit more and ball pressure and get out into some passing lanes, try to speed the other team up a little bit.
Coach Dahl, you play league rival, or not league rival, but one of the biggest rivals for in the history of Boyd High School, Concordia, right away and jump right in the fire. And I don't know you real well, but I know that your mentality is pressure defense and being aggressive. And what a better way to see right where the Beloit Trojans are with a opening night matchup with the Concordia Panthers.
Yeah, so that's it 100%. This is going to be a good measuring stick for us and kind of see where we're at. And you know, Concordia is probably going to be a team who's eventually ranked in the top 10 in 4A, and so we're going to kind of see where we're at, if we can guard the ball out in space or if we can rebound against a, you know, a bigger team. And so I think it's just going to be really good for us to get that and just see somebody else, I think, is something that you get to in practice every once in a while. It's like to the point where it's like, all right, we just need to see somebody else. And I think we're definitely to that point. So it's going to be good for us to see someone else. And it just, it's exciting that you get opened up against your rival, and they're going to present a lot of different challenges for us. And so we'll see how we can adapt throughout the course of the game.
Coach Mike Dahl, Beloit High School Trojan basketball coach, best of luck against Concordia on Friday, and glad to have you in the community and look forward to working with you on KDNS 94.1.
Thank you. We really appreciate it, and thanks for your time.
Is it time to update, expand, or improve your home? Precision Contracting of Beloit is here to help. Owner Jeff Germark has been serving North Central Kansas since 2004, providing quality homes, home additions, and trusted home improvement services. From modernizing your kitchen or bathroom to creating more space for your family, Precision Contracting delivers craftsmanship you can count on. And if a new home is in your future someday, they can guide you there too. But their focus is helping you love the home you're in right now. Call 738-7251 today. Precision Contracting of Beloit, improving homes with experience, integrity, and hometown pride.
It's that time to kick off your weekend right here on KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3. And what better way than with the Star Spangled Banner? Proudly brought to you by L&M Liquor, your hometown spot to save big. Just head south of the tracks and downs to save at L&M Liquor. So raise your spirits and your glass as we salute the weekend and the red, white, and blue.